whether you or your partner has ADD, and whatever effects ADD is having on the relationship, the following guidelines or tips might be helpful. Think of these tips as a starting point for discussion between you and your partner.
Make sure you have an accurate diagnosis. There are many conditions that look like ADD, from too much coffee, to anxiety states, to dissociative disorders, to hyperthyroidism. Before embarking on a treatment for ADD, consult with your physician to make sure what you have is really ADD and not something else. Declare a truce. After you have the diagnosis and have done some reading, take a deep breath and wave the white flag. You both need some breathing space to begin to get your relationship on a new footing. You may need to ventilate a lot of stored up bad feeling. Do that so you won't lug it with you everywhere. Set up a time for talking. You'll need some time to talk to each other about ADD, what it is, how it affects your relationship, what each of you wants to do about it, what feelings you have about it. Don't do this on the run, during TV commercials, while drying dishes, in between telephone calls. Set up some time. Reserve it for yourselves. Write down your complaints and your recommendations. It's good to have in writing what you want to change and what you want to preserve. Otherwise, you'll forget. Make a treatment plan. Brainstorm with each other as to how to reach your goals. Follow through on the plan. Remember, one of the hallmarks of ADD is insufficient follow-through, so you'll have to work to stick with your plan. Take stock of your sex lives in light of ADD. As discussed earlier,